This has been a great era in this world. We came into this world, and since we arrived here, we had our first electric lights. We had our first phonograph. In other words, we had an Edison recorder that played records. Then we had telephones out in the country. Then we had radio, and of course television came at a later date. We also had the advent of automobiles out in our section of the country. I recall very plainly my first automobile that I saw. I was hoeing cotton in one of the cotton fields that we had on our farm with some several black boys. Back in those days, we called them Negroes. And of course, we grew up with those boys on the farm there, and they were very dear friends. We were hoeing cotton, and we heard a roaring noise coming. We first thought it might be a storm. Then somebody said, "I expect that's one of them automobiles. I hear they've got one of them in Haler." Well, that's what it was. Mr. Dykes Granberry had the same car that Jack Benny had with he in Rochester. He had bought a Maxwell automobile, and of course the word had spread through the country that he had one there. And we figured he was coming through our section of the country.
About when was that?
This was about 1912. So we threw down our hose and ran to the other end of the row, which was some quarter of a mile distance. And just as we got to the fence, this car went by. The dust was swirling so it took us 5 minutes for the dust to get by where we could see which way he went. And one of the black boys said, "Let's go over to the store. I'm sure he's going to stop over there." So we lit out and ran over to Grandpa Cobb and Bob Smith's store. Well, it was mighty hot weather. Sometime in August, we were just chopping through the cotton. And I had forgot that I had taken off my overalls and was hoeing in my shirt tail. Well, I got about halfway to the store before I realized I didn't have on any breeches. So I had to turn around and go back and get my pants, put them on, and try to catch those black boys before they got to the store. Well, of course, as fast as they could run, they were already at the store when I come running up out of breath. By the time I got there, Mr. Granberry was just about ready to leave. But I'll never forget that he had on a duster, kind of a brown color.
Kind of a trench coat.
Trench coat thing that came all the way down onto his knees. He had on a cap with a visor over it. And he was a very queer looking fella. Looked like somebody going to Mars or someplace. We later learned about Mars. We didn't know then what Mars was. All we knew about was the sun and the moon. And that was my first experience. And of course he drove off in a cloud of dust, and the odor from that gasoline, which was poorly refined in that day and time, was terrible. You could smell it 4 or 5 days after the car had gone. It just settled into the area out in our section of the country. And it reminded me of my father's first automobile, which he got about 2 years later in Natchez, Mississippi. And he got a fellow to drive him out to McBride in the car because Papa couldn't drive it. And this fellow stayed at home with us for a few days and taught Papa how to drive the car.